Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Well, on yesterday's broadcast, we began looking at a period of time in the life of Saul that dramatically changed him from a persecutor of the Christian church to the great Apostle Paul. We were looking at some verses in Acts, the 8th chapter, and in chapter 9, it actually describes the experience that Saul had with the living Lord Jesus Christ when the Lord called him and asked him a question. He said, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Remember what it is recorded in the Word of God, that at the great white throne judgment, Jesus said those who fed him or gave him water to drink or visited him in prison, and people ask, you know, when did this ever happen? He said, "As much as you did this to the least of my brethren, you did it as unto me." And so the Lord so identifies with His church. We are the members of His body in the earth. And so He answered Saul by saying, "You're persecuting me, Saul, the very God who you claim to love and serve. I am the one that you're persecuting." And He makes an interesting comment. He said, "It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks." Now, we're going to be looking at that in detail, but I'd like to take just to pause and just take a little bit of a detour. I do this very rarely, but I think it's important. And again, I'm just sharing my experience and my opinion, but it is my belief, as I have said from time to time, that there is an authenticity and an accuracy to the authorized King James Version that is 400 years old, that's been around, that's been a part of the church, and it's only been in, the last century that we've begun to have all these different versions of the Bible. Now, some of you may feel very strongly, but I found years ago, as I would was working on messages and had different translations out, that there was just an accuracy to what, I don't know how to say it any other way, but a belief that this was truly what the Holy Spirit was saying. And in this particular verse, in Acts chapter 9, verse 5, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." We want to look at that. But some have said that that last clause of verse 5 and the first part of verse 6 is not in, quote, the original. It is found in to kick against the pricks, as the King James translates it, is found in the modern language, in the Berkeley edition, in the Amplified, in the New Life Testament and modern language, but it's not in the Living Bible, the Revised Standard, the Contemporary English Version, the Phillips, the New English Bible, Beck, American Standard, NAS, NIV, Williams. So this is what you have to be aware of, and I'm just going to share, and you can make your own judgment, because there are times I definitely would refer and read the Amplified or read other translations, but it is my firm conviction that the authorized King James will say things that the other Bibles simply don't. And one thing you have to realize, this is just a statement of fact, and it's part of the life and the times in which we live, that all of these new versions have to be copyrighted, which means they have to be different from that which has been published before. And some people will object and they say, oh, well, the King James is so hard to understand. Well, there have been studies done that the King James version is like a fifth grade reading level, whereas the NIV is seventh grade. It's actually more difficult. Why? Because they had to find other words or synonyms to kind of say the same thing. But in many cases, these modern translations are simply omitting some of the very important aspects of what is in the authorized translation. For example, this kind come out only by prayer. The King James says prayer and fasting, and there's a total abnegation and denial of the Christian discipline of fasting. So I'm just sharing this so that if you've not heard this, if you're not aware, that you will be aware. And as I was sharing, some of these translations, like the NIV, the NAS, American Standard, don't have, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. What does that mean? We're going to be looking at that. There's another passage, a much more classic example, found in the Gospel of Mark. And if you recall that very last chapter, the 16th chapter, there is what they call verses that are under scrutiny. They question them. These disputed verses are found, verses 9 through 20. And that portion talks about the very words of Jesus, the Great Commission, and he said, "These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." It talks about the power and authority that the believer possesses. And some of these modern translations, well, like the NIV, may include them, but specifically the NIV says the two earliest manuscripts don't have these verses. So there's the sense that these were just added by some unknown author. But the actuality of it, there are about 4,200 Greek manuscripts of the New Testament, and 680 of those contain the Gospel of Mark. This is the dishonesty of the liberal religious theologians. There's only two of those scripts that don't have the disputed verses. The three Latin versions all have. And of course, that's modern liberalism. They want to do away with miracles. They want to do away with the divinity of Jesus. These verses were never questioned until the 4th century. And so, as I said, this is one of the dangers in some of these modern translations, is that they will water down the power and authority of the believer, the lordship of Jesus, the divinity of Jesus. And so we just have to be careful. And now let's go back to, I'll finish with my little detour. We go back to the book of Acts, and there are some translations that don't include, "It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks." Now, as we go a little bit further on in the book of Acts, and some translations like the Revised Standard, then they include it in Acts, the 26th chapter, verse 14. We here have an instance where Paul is first before Agrippa, and he is saying, "King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision." And he actually recounts his experience on the road to Damascus. He again repeats it, and again, both in the 9th chapter and in the 26th chapter, that's red letter. It's the Lord speaking, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." He's relating his entire experience to Agrippa. Now, what was he saying? The New King James says to kick against the goads. The Revised Standard also says it hurts you to kick against the goads. And other translations will put it this way: you are finding it painful to kick against the ox goad. It's not easy for you to kick against your own conscience. It will be hard for you to rebel and resist. And that is in the Moffat, the Goodspeed, the Williams, the Rieu, the Norley Phillips 20th Century New Testament in Modern Speech, the Berkeley Version. So basically, Paul was describing where he was at that point in time. He strove to make them blaspheme. He was exceedingly mad against them. He was frantic. He was raging in fury. There was an excess of fanaticism. He had burning zeal, furious rage. Verse 9 and 1 says, "Meanwhile, still drawing his breath hard from threatenings and murderous desire against the disciples of the Lord, he went to the high priest." And that was to get official permission to go to Damascus. Now, what was going on? I want to read the Amplified, but I'd like to just stop in the ministry right here and share with you and allow you to be able to celebrate with us the 50th Jubilee anniversary of Unveiled Christ Ministries. We've been in existence and in daily radio broadcasting since 1965, 50 years, and the Lord took Brother Glass home in 1997, but he has allowed, in his graciousness and faithfulness, to allow the ministry to continue. And by way of celebration, some of you, some of the old timers, you may remember Brother Glass, and if so, you know he was a powerful preacher. And I'd like to make available to you, to those that are listening, just for the asking, Ministry Classics of Reverend Neil Glass in song and radio broadcast. And I do have a piece of software equipment where I'm able to take the messages that are on cassette tape and put them into MP3 format. We will be making them available on the website, but as a special way of celebrating our 50 years, Jubilee years in ministry, I invite you to request this CD. I know you'll be blessed, and it's just been a privilege to be able to carry on and to preach the uncompromised Word of God, even as Brother Glass did. So thank you so much for your prayer support. Thank you for UCM family, for your financial faithfulness. Without your help, we could not remain on this station. So it is a great privilege to realize that in all those times, sometimes it was really hard and difficult, but God was faithful. And that's what I can share with you. In your personal times of trouble, you may be going through a hard time right now. God will not leave you there. Everything will come to pass. If you need prayer, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And again, I invite you to request that CD, Ministry Classics. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.